Cigarette smoking among American young people is at historic lows, but the number of children using electronic cigarettes has increased. The government estimates the number is 2 million. Although e-cigarettes deliver nicotine, many teens mistakenly believe there are no serious health risks. And since newer devices look like computer thumb drives, it's harder for educators to detect them. That has led to worries about e-cigarettes in schools, including the most popular one, Juul. Special correspondent Kavitha Cardozo, with our partner Education Week, visited a school in Milford, Connecticut, where the principal is trying to change the behavior. It's part of our weekly series, Making the Grade.
A lot of Juuls that remain in...
Fran Thompson, the principal of Jonathan Law High School, opens what he calls his vaping drawer.
These are some of the items that we confiscated this week.
The items are all e-cigarettes. The most popular brand by far is called Juul.
This is a Juul. I know it looks like a flash drive, right? So the liquid goes in here.
Basically, they're devices that heat up a liquid, often nicotine, and you inhale the vapor.
And then they smoke it, they vape it.
Kids can hide them anywhere.
Their socks, their backpacks, their pockets, their wallets, their bras, back pockets, everywhere.
Anywhere, yeah. Because they're so small.
Students Zane Burks and Emma Hudd say that's part of Juul's popularity.
It's a lot easier than smoking a cigarette or drinking. People do it in class all the time. And kids like that it's sneaky and that they're getting away with it. Because it gives you that, like, rebellion.
Are you really writing about Christopher Columbus? I have athletes doing it. I have honors kids doing it. There's absolutely no stereotype in terms of the spectrum of who would be doing this.
That makes this school in Milford, Connecticut, typical. Juuling, as it's called, has spiked all over the country among youth. But unlike alcohol or cigarettes, often parents aren't even sure what it is. Parent Liz Goodwin has two teenagers in the school. She found nicotine liquid pods in their pockets while she was doing laundry.
When I found the pods, I Googled it and looked for it, and I couldn't find anything. I just had a photo of it and tried to describe it, and what is this? And then I saw the amount of nicotine. It's the equivalent of one pack of cigarettes. I also understood some of my adult friends used e-cigarettes as a way of getting off of smoking. So I didn't know how dangerous it was.
I'll show you what was going on.
Principal Thompson says his aha moment was in the bathroom.
So your typical high school bathroom, mm-hmm. Right?
Brings back memories.
Just like watching Grease, right? But what was happening was you might have five or six kids hanging out in here with the door closed and vaping.
Teacher said groups of students were gone for more than 20, 25 minutes at a time.
I had boys wrestling in the bathrooms. I had girls setting up little tent cities in the bathroom so they could hang out and then come back totally lost because they missed that instructional time and really unfocused because they were buzzed from the vaping.
It was hard to know for certain, though, because there are no obvious signs. There's very little smoke and no characteristic cigarette smell.
You really can't tell. Like, what? How do I know it's not a Bath & Body Works perfume that they spray that smells like mango?
Suchitra Krishnan Saran runs the Yale Tobacco Center's of Regulatory Science at Yale University. She says the flavors are a big part of e-cigarettes' popularity. They sound playful and harmless. Mango, mint, cotton candy, blueberry pie.
These products come in over 7,000 different flavors, and they can also mix and match to create their own, which again introduces a sense of novelty.
But the vapors inhaled have been found to contain lead, zinc, chromium, and nickel. And Krishnan Saran says nicotine, the main liquid in these devices, is extremely addictive and can cause memory and attention loss, especially in the developing teenage brain.
There's something about nicotine that the teen brain is not only more sensitive to it, but it also leads to greater use of other substances like cocaine, marijuana.
Juuls were created as a way to help adult smokers stop smoking. Krishnan Saran says there's not a lot of research available, but e-cigarettes do contain fewer toxic chemicals than a regular cigarette. But she says that doesn't mean they're safe for kids. In fact, a big misconception is most kids think they're inhaling water vapor.
No, definitely not. It is not water vapor, and I think that is a message that needs to be delivered very clearly to youth. There are chemicals in these e-liquids. You are vaporizing the chemicals, and you are inhaling them.
Principal Thompson felt he couldn't punish students for vaping because they didn't understand why it was wrong. so he started educating them.
These are all the chemicals that can be found in one single cigarette.
Janelle Jesse with St. Vincent's Medical Center has spoken to more than 16,000 students from all over Connecticut this year.
I asked the question, raise your hand if you know someone your own age that smokes cigarettes. Very rare do I get more than five. And then I asked the same question, do you know someone your own age that uses a Juul or a vape? Almost every single hand goes up from a fifth grade classroom all the way up to a 12th grade classroom.
Students Morgan Macy and Anthony Mendez say images on social media spread quickly.
You see the younger celebrities, they're holding a Juul in their hand, mm-hmm. and everyone on Snapchat will like post videos of them Juuling. They just find it as a way to be cool.
There's a lot of tricks. There's like smoke bubbles, kind of like do a ring around and then a bigger ring. It's different kinds of tricks that they do with it online.
So Jesse gives them information and answers questions. She even has a session for their teachers.
So where do you put the fluid? Okay. Why do you need power?
So it's empty.
I know nothing about this.
So I think not having these Juuls and this industry regulated by federal and also state officials is outrageous.
Yeah, I'll tell you straight up, this is one of our top concerns right now.
Scott Gottlieb is the commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. He says while e-cigarettes can be used by adults to stop smoking, it can't be done at the expense of children.
If all we do is end up hooking a whole generation of young people on nicotine by making these products available, we won't have done a service from a public health standpoint. And so we need to be very aggressive in trying to take steps to crack down, prevent the youth use of these products.
The FDA is being sued by several organizations that are challenging Gottlieb's decision to allow e-cigarettes to remain on the market until 2022 without regulatory review. Gottlieb says they needed time to set comprehensive standards for all these products, not just Juul.
We also can't be in a position where we're playing whack-a-mole, where we're just going after one particular product and don't have in place rules that address the overall category.
The FDA has requested internal research from e-cigarette companies, including why these products are so popular with kids. They're conducting a national undercover blitz to stop stores from selling to youth. And this fall, the FDA will roll out their first ever comprehensive public health campaign about e-cigarettes.
Vaping can deliver nicotine to your brain, reprogramming you to crave more and more.
In a statement, Juul says they cannot be more emphatic. No young person or non-nicotine user should ever try Juul. The company has pledged $30 million for their own education and prevention efforts.
Oh. Wait, that's right here.
Despite how proactive this school is about educating students against e-cigarette use, students say Juuls are still extremely common. None of these four students say they vaped, but they don't hesitate.
If I asked you to get me a Juul right now, how long do you think it would take you?
3 minutes.
5 minutes or less.
5 minutes or less, yeah.
Don't even know how to get one.
Principal Thompson knows this.
It's always going to be catch-up. It's always going to be reactionary. So you do the best you can, I think.
But he says it's critical to keep educating kids about the risks.
I consider vaping to be the next health epidemic for teenagers, and I believe in my heart that this is going to have long-term effects not dissimilar to smoking and cancer.
For the PBS NewsHour and Education Week, I'm Kavitha Cardoza in Milford, Connecticut.
And one additional note, in June, voters in San Francisco overwhelmingly backed a measure to ban the sale of flavored tobacco products, including vaping liquids. It is considered the strictest in the nation.